Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, a podcast for Canadian small businesses. We interview Canadian experts and entrepreneurs to provide expert insight into marketing, innovation, business leadership, technology, and trends that impact small businesses.
Here's a question for you. What's your email address saying about your Canadian business? First impressions matter, and your email says a lot. It's your customer's first look at your brand. A custom.ca email shows you're credible, professional, and proudly Canadian. It signals you do business in Canada. For Canadians, show you mean business from the get-go. Get your custom.ca email now at yourcustomemail.ca and let your email do the talking.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name's Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit UPS.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast. I'm your host, Maheen, and this is where we explore the inspiring stories of Canadian entrepreneurs who are making a difference in their communities and beyond. Corporate social responsibility is something that is becoming increasingly important for businesses in Canada. And according to a recent study by Imagine Canada, about 84% of Canadians believe that businesses have a responsibility to contribute to the well-being of their communities, really highlighting the growing expectation for companies to engage in social impact act initiatives. Joining us today is Brock Marie, the co-founder and COO of SEO Plus, a leading digital marketing agency that not only is achieving remarkable business success, but also marking a significant impact on its community. Brock's dedication to social responsibility and his expertise in digital marketing make him an inspiring figure in the Canadian business landscape. And today, we'll delve into SEO Plus's community impact initiatives, explore Brock's leadership in guiding the company's growth, and discuss the importance of balancing business success with social responsibility. So let's dive in. Brock, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you with us. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks so much for having me, Maheen.
Very pleased to have you with us, Brock. Now let's begin our conversation by understanding community impact and social responsibility, because Brock, your leadership in building a successful digital marketing agency and your dedication to community impact make you an inspiring figure for entrepreneurs across Canada. Can you please tell us a bit more about the initiatives that you're leading and how you're supporting various local organizations through digital marketing expertise?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is something that's been really important to us, even from the early days. Any opportunity we've had to support, you know, our community, especially with our services, right? So, you know, in the earlier days, we were doing things like helping, you know, more grassroots organizations, maybe, you know, set up a landing page or a website. But obviously, as we've grown, we have a lot more opportunity to help in different ways. And a couple of the organizations we've been involved with over the past several years. The first is Big Brothers Big Sisters. So this is a great Ottawa-based organization, and they provide youth mentorship, which, you know, for myself, I was really lucky to have, you know, a mentor at a young age, which really helped, you know, to guide you and help you, you know, to impart some skills and things like that. So it's a really great organization, and we've been helping them specifically with their Google Ad Grants campaign to help kind of raise awareness for their different initiatives. And the other is also the National Capital Freenet. Right. And yeah, they are committed to kind of digital equity. So providing low cost or free internet access to kind of underprivileged areas. So similarly, we've been kind of supporting them with a Google Ad Grant campaign to really get the message out there, get their word out there. So for us, it's really just trying to help these different organizations that might not have that budget to help them kind of gain awareness through specifically the Google Ad Grant campaign. Mm-hmm.
That's a very commendable approach, Brock. I mean, leveraging your expertise to support organizations like Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Ottawa Food Bank, it demonstrates a genuine commitment to making a difference in your own community. Now, you've shared a touching anecdote about your daughter's perception of your community impact work. Brock, how has this experience shaped your perspective on leadership and the importance of integrating social responsibility into business practices?
Yeah, absolutely. And that moment was really touching, and it kind of helped me kind of zoom out a little bit. And one of my core values has always been to lead by example. And that's been more so within the company, right? Of like, as a leader, I think it's important when you want people to, carry themselves a certain way or adhere to a certain set of values. I think that's important that you as a leader have to, follow those same instructions. And, so that's something we've just been doing, organically over the past several years, even in those small kind of micro actions. But then to kind of see my daughter see that, right? It's kind of something I didn't really think about. That meant a lot, and I'm hopeful that, she'll kind of carry out some of those things, in her journey. But I think, it really, at the end of the day, none of this is, it's not for show either. It's really about just wanting to help people. And the more you just genuinely want to help people, that's where the opportunities will come. And, we talked a little bit earlier about some of those kind of larger organizations, but throughout the year, almost every week or every 2 weeks, there's someone, out there that they have this activity going on or this thing they're trying to, event they're trying to do or whatever it is. So it's always just looking for those opportunities to kind of help those various organizations. And I think as a leader, and especially as a business owner, I think it is in our duty to kind of help and build that community.
That's a powerful story, Brock. I mean, it really highlights the ripple effect that leaders can have on their communities and the importance of demonstrating social responsibility, not just for business success, but also for inspiring future generations. Now, your leadership, it extends beyond community impact to guiding SEO Plus's operational success and strategic growth. Brock, can you please elaborate on your role in leading SEO Plus's operations and how these efforts have contributed to the company's impressive growth and recognition as one of Canada's top growing companies?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been quite the journey. We're 13 years in this month, actually. And obviously over the years your role changes as a business owner. And my role now is really to set the right environment for the team to be successful. So whether that's through leadership, training opportunities, getting the right systems and processes in place, training, tools, like whatever it might be that the team needs to be successful, and even like development opportunities, that's kind of my role day to day. But overall, just managing operations. And I think it's really interesting that as your organization grows, there's going to be these changes every few years, right? And I'm sure you've seen it as well, just in the whole evolution of AI and these different tools and ChatGPT and all these kinds of things, is that a lot of businesses are having to adapt and maybe even reinvent themselves, right? And I think that's really interesting that, they've always said that a business needs to reinvent themselves maybe every 7 years. I'm thinking maybe that's going to even reduce now, maybe you say every 5 years. So I think it's really important as a leader to always kind of have your finger on the pulse and be, giving your team opportunities to try new things, almost like a sandbox to kind of, play around and learn. And I think that's really important for any leader out there.
The ability to balance operational excellence with a commitment to social impact is truly commendable, Brock. And now let's explore the specific challenges and opportunities associated with M&A digital integration and how SEO Plus helps businesses navigate this complex process. Because, Brock, M&A integration, it can be a complex and challenging process for businesses. So tell us, what are some of the key challenges that companies face during this transition, and how does SEO Plus help them navigate these challenges and achieve a successful integration?
Yeah, so our specialization in M&A, specifically around post-merger integration. So what that is when a company, let's say they do an acquisition, and there's a lot that comes with that, right? I think marketing is often an afterthought when it comes to M&A. And so where we come in is specifically once a company has purchased a business and they're trying to figure out, how do I integrate this into my business, right? So it might be, how do I merge these two websites? How do I, make sure that the brand, there's no brand confusion? I have these two Google Ad accounts. How do I kind of join them together, right? So we come in and kind of try to be the strategic support to provide some of that advice, specifically around the SEO. I think is a big one where a lot of times, one business might acquire another, and a lot of times we've seen they fumble the kind of SEO redirects, and it leads to a huge loss in traffic, you know, leads and sales. So that's where we're trying to help these businesses is not only maximize the kind of return from that acquisition, but also to avoid any pitfalls or any mistakes that are going to lead to, you know, a hurt or a loss in revenue.
That's a valuable service, Brock. Providing guidance and support during the M&A process can help businesses avoid costly mistakes and ensure a smooth transition for both employees and customers. But what are some of the key benefits of successful M&A digital integration and how it can contribute to a company's overall growth and competitiveness in the market?
Yeah, I would say some of the key benefits is one, to avoid pitfalls and mistakes where I'll give you an example. We had one of our clients acquired their largest competitor about 2 years ago, and it was a huge acquisition. The company that they acquired had about 50 locations, and as part of the deal, they didn't actually acquire the domain of the business. It was kind of separate because they were keeping the U.S. operations, and there wasn't really that. There was no fire under the acquirer's team to actually implement some of the technical recommendations we were putting forward. And, you know, a few months later, they actually were seeing a huge, huge decline in traffic, in sales. They're getting calls from the franchise owners. How do we fix this? So, you know, we've seen firsthand some of the problems that can arise without proper planning for post-merger integration. So our goal is to come in as early as possible to make sure that those things don't happen, so that you can avoid those challenges, but also try to maximize the return on that acquisition, where you can not only not lose, but also hopefully gain, right? Where, you know, 1+1=3. So that's the kind of goal with that service.
Those are some significant benefits, Brock. I mean, M&A digital integration can be a powerful tool for achieving business growth, expanding market reach, and of course, enhancing operational efficiency. So thank you so much for that breakdown. But overall, Brock, your insights on community impact, leadership, and the integration have been incredibly valuable. Thank you so much for your time. Now, as we wrap up, if there is one key message that you want listeners to take away from our discussion today, what would it be?
Yeah, we touched on it earlier, but innovation, I think, is such an important aspect for any business. So I think you want to really look for ways that how your business is able to innovate. You know, for us, we've set up an innovation committee where we've given team members the opportunity to, you know, spearhead innovation across the organization. So I think that's a really important lesson for any business is, you know, especially in digital, don't kind of rest on your laurels. Don't always do the exact same thing. Always look for ways to kind of try new things and see what other opportunities are out there, because you'd be surprised the ways that you could grow your business just by implementing a few new innovations. So I think that's a really important lesson for any business owner out there.
That's an inspiring message, Brock. Balancing business success with social responsibility and leading with purpose, it can create a positive impact on both our company and the community that we serve. But it's been a great pleasure having you on the show today with Brock. Thank you for sharing your expertise and your experiences with us. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Maheen.
And listeners, that was an insightful conversation with Brock Murray, the co-founder and COO of SEO Plus, on the importance of community impact, leadership, and M&A digital integration, and balancing business success with social responsibility. Again, thank you for tuning in to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast. We appreciate your continued support. Please be sure to subscribe to our podcast for more insights and resources that can help your business thrive. You can also visit our website, canadiansme.ca, for valuable information and tools. A special thanks to our podcast partners, RBC, UPS, IAG, and Google, for their ongoing commitment to empowering small businesses in Canada. Until next time, keep innovating and striving for success. Till we see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Canadian SME Podcast. Please visit canadiansme.ca to subscribe and join us next again as we share more expert advice from Canadian business leaders.